From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to hear from California Governor Gray Davis, who's trying to balance his state's budget and trying to save his job. Of all the states facing budget deficits, California's is the worst. The state has no budget right now after lawmakers missed a deadline this week to pass it. The state is running on borrowed money. Bond rating services are threatening to downgrade the credit rating for the state. And in the middle of it all, Governor Davis faces a movement to recall him from office. And Governor Davis joins us now from his office in Sacramento, California. Governor, welcome.
Good to be with you, Stephen.
People who've been following this story know the basics. The state's budget deficit has been projected at up to $38 billion. And you're negotiating with Republican lawmakers who will not approve the tax increase that you want. So how do you get out of this?
Well, you just keep working hard. I'm fighting for California's future, and I have a proposal that balances the budget but still protects public education and public safety. Unlike the Republican budget, my budget does not require us to slam the door shut on 110,000 kindergarten students, and it does not kick tens of thousands of deserving college students out of college because there'll be no room for them.
But it will raise sales taxes.
It will raise sales tax because by doing that on a temporary basis, we can still make progress in education. We reduced overall funding by $1.5 billion, but we can still continue the momentum, which has led to four straight years of rising test scores.
Governor, you know that Republicans are charging that you're spending far too much money that you have since your election as governor of California. One detail leaps to mind that interests me. In the midst of all this, California's prison guards have been promised substantial raises. Other state employees are getting raises as well.
My spending ranks about third to the lowest of the last 11 governors starting in the 50s in terms of per capita increases. And where we spent wisely to hire 3,000 additional cops and to provide $11 billion in tax relief, much of it coming in the reduction by two-thirds of the vehicle license tax. We had targeted spending, and it compares favorably to my predecessors.
And the unions that supported you got substantial raises despite the state's fiscal difficulty.
Well, they got raises that were approved by the legislature as well as by myself, but those raises go into effect in the new fiscal year, but we don't have a budget, so thus far they have not been passed on. We are moving quickly to effectuate savings wherever we can, whether it's the state employee workforce, reducing programs, or raising taxes, and I think it takes a mix to get the job done.
And now you've got bond rating agencies, Moody's, S&P's, threatening to downgrade the state's credit rating, which would cost you many millions more in interest.
Yes, but they support the budget that I put on the table May 15th. I've done my job. Now I'm trying to help the legislature do their job and get a budget back to me.
Governor, one broad question here on this subject before we move on. As you know, California once had a great reputation as a state that provided fantastic public services for very little cost, free education and so forth. Those services have been eroding for years, and it does sound like no matter what kind of compromise is reached here, that public services in the country's largest state are likely to get worse.
Well, there's no question when you have a deficit, you can't do the things you had when you didn't have a deficit. But I'm proud that we have made progress. 1 million more children have health insurance than the day I took office. Clearly, you can't continue to do all that, however, when the national recession has hemorrhaged over 2 million jobs. If this was just a problem in California, we wouldn't have 45 other governors dealing with difficulties in their states.
I want to ask now about this recall movement, if I can. The San Jose Mercury News is reporting that the backers of the recall claim that they've already got more than the required number of signatures on that petition that they need to get in order to provoke a recall this fall.
Well, we'll see. They said that about 2 months ago, and then they turned in about 25% of the signatures that they said they had. So we'll see what they have. The point is, I was elected by 8 million people who went to the polls last November. They asked me to complete the job I started. Californians believe in fundamental fairness. If there is a recall election, I expect to win it. And people will be reminded at that election that they are spending $30 million to have this election. That's $30 million that's not in anyone's budget and will have to come out of the same general fund that pays for teachers, police officers, and other vital services.
Governor, you mentioned that you got the votes of 8 million people. It would appear, based on public opinion surveys anyway, that you've lost the support of many of those people. I've seen surveys suggesting that your approval rating is in the 20% range somewhere.
Well, this is a tough time for governors and mayors of all stripes across the country. This is a tough time to be a chief executive.
Well, let's listen briefly to Daryl Issa. He's a Republican congressman from San Diego, and he is the leader of the recall movement.
We have 1 million signatures of Californians. That's over 14% of the registration of California who believe that the governor misled and outright lied to us as to the size of the deficit and the job situation in California in the last election.
That's Daryl Issa speaking on NPR's Talk of the Nation a couple of days ago when the signature totals were actually a little bit lower. Governor, I'll just ask you very directly about the charge that he made there. Did you mislead the people of California? Did you lie about the
status? No, that's just pure poppycock. I, like everyone else in America, relied on estimates by Alan Greenspan and other prominent economists who believed there would be a recovery in the second half of 2002. And made economic assumptions based on that. It turned out we did not have a recovery. We're not having a recovery in 2003. Most people don't think it'll come now until 2004. And so the problems that I'm facing are replicated in virtually every other state. If this was all my fault, as some of my critics would suggest, no other executive in America would be facing economic problems. And yet from Republicans to Democrats, in the east, north, west, and south of this country, they are struggling with many of the same problems that we're struggling with in California.
Gray Davis is the governor of California. He's in his office in Sacramento. Governor, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Governor Davis is talking to state officials this holiday weekend about budget policy.